Hey there, Molly Kaiser here, and you are listening to the Booty Call Podcast. This podcast is for photographers who shoot boudoir or want to break into shooting boudoir. I call these photographers booty babes. A booty babe is a photographer who is committed to empowering more women through the art of boudoir photography. A booty babe is ready to throw away all of their past excuses and turn their passion for boudoir into a full-time photography business. A booty babe doesn't let anyone or anything get in the way of their goal to help others while changing their life and business for the better every day. All right, so say it with me. I am a booty babe. Now let's get to the show. I'm super excited to chat with you guys today about, do you need a bed to shoot boudoir? Okay, so I wanted to give you like three different things that you should do to shoot boudoir on instead of a bed, okay? Because beds are fun, but you know, you gotta come up with other stuff, right? So the first thing is a chair. So my studio is in my house, so I have chairs in my studio, but sometimes I'll go into my dining room and just grab like a dining room, chair, because the two chairs that are at the head of our dining room table are like tufted, ivory, chairs. They're really super cool. And then we also have high top clear, kitchen counter stools, which are super cool too. So like, no joke, I'll shoot on those all the time. So just know that you don't have to do boudoir on a bed, right? Like, you can use any kind of chair. You could go to a rummage sale or like Goodwill or something and find like a really cool old vintage chair, or just, you know, use stuff around your house, your client's home, your studio. If you don't have a studio, that's totally cool too. The next thing is a rug. And I know a rug sounds like super easy and boring, but I got this super cool rug from, no joke, Sam's Club a super long time ago. And it is a white, like furry rug. And it was like, I don't know, I think like maybe $15 or something. And it's just been awesome. I've had it for so long and it has just like allowed me to produce super cool images when I shoot them like backlit, or even just like shooting them regular from the front. Like, the texture and the fuzziness of the rug looks super cool, especially in black and white. And so if you don't have a rug, I would highly recommend getting one, because it's something you can easily keep rolled up in your studio or on the floor, and it just makes for like a super cool backdrop, and they can lay on it and you can shoot from above, or you can lay down and shoot from like the vantage point of the floor as they're laying down, like arching their back or something, which looks really, really cool too. You can always hang the rug on the wall and use it as a backdrop too. And I know when most people think of a set, they think of like some crazy elaborate set. But like, my sets at my studio are super simplistic. Like, literally, when a client comes in, I have them narrow down to three outfits, and then I narrow it down to about three sets. And I'll do each outfit on each set rotating, and then I rotate with facial expressions, which I've talked about in one of my previous Facebook Lives, so you can always go and check that out too. But when it comes to, you know, the sets, I don't go crazy with my sets. Like, I count a chair, you know, against a wall or against a backdrop, like that's a set, like that's set one. And then I count like a rug on like a super cool like wood floor, like I count that as like set two. And no joke, I pretty much bought the house we have now because I like the hardwood floors. Spoken like a true photographer, right? Okay, so the next thing is this is a super simple one too, but just, I want to talk about backdrops. Now, I'm assuming you guys have backdrops. It's like pretty basic thing for a photographer to own, right? But I think a lot of the times we're like, where do we get cool backdrops? Like, how can we get cool backdrops like for cheap, or like DIY some super cool backdrops? So I just want to let you guys know some of the things that I've done in the past that have worked super good for me. So on the non-DIY, non-cheap front, I like to use Drop It Modern. Now, they are more expensive, but they're super awesome, and their backdrops will last you literally forever. And I also use the backdrops as a tablecloth when I do like events and stuff like that, and they stand out, and people will come to my booth just to like be like, oh my gosh, where'd you get that like tablecloth, even though it's a backdrop. So I love Drop It Modern, and I love getting just paper backdrops off Amazon. So like gray, black, white, stuff like that. Just like super like monotone fun. but I also like to go to fabric stores and just find really, really cool fabric. And I'll literally just like staple it to my wall. Or obviously I can use a backdrop stand too. If you go on Amazon, Cowboy Studios has a backdrop stand that's like a pulley system. So you can have like multiple backdrops that you can pull up or down. And in my studio, I have that above my, so I have like a guest room. Well, it was like a room. It's just like a bedroom in this house that I turned into a shooting space. And in order to use the wall, because like the window's over here and the best wall to shoot on is over here, but that wall is actually a closet. So I bought this pulley system that goes above the closet so I can pull the backdrops down over the best shooting area, which is super cool. And then I can hide all of my gear in the closet. I'll have to give you guys a tour next time. But anyway, so I like to go to different fabric stores and find like really cool fabrics like striped fabric or like damask fabric or whatever. And it's so much cheaper just to buy fabric than to buy like, and I'm not trying to knock Drop It Modern. I'm saying you should do both. Like I have backdrops from Drop It Modern and I go and just shop around at fabric stores and find really cool backdrops that way as well. So the answer is you do not need a bed or a bedroom to shoot boudoir. It's so crazy, but like I've had this come up in my photography groups and people literally fight over it. And I just want you guys to know like boudoir is whatever you want it to be. Like boudoir can be anything as long as you are sticking to the purpose of boudoir, which is instilling confidence in your clients, giving them an amazing experience, empowering the women that come in front of your lens, right? And it doesn't really matter if they're wearing a black dress or lingerie or, you know, tasteful nude or whatever it is you're doing. The whole point is to like really help them come out of their shell and find their sexy. And as long as you're doing that, then it doesn't matter if you're shooting on a bed or in a bedroom or if you're shooting boudoir outside or in a vintage car. Like none of that matters. What matters is the experience that you're giving to your client, right? I can't believe the amount of people that like to argue over what is boudoir, what isn't boudoir. Like, come on, guys, that's all it is, right? And you just gotta make sure that you are giving your clients an experience that they love, so that way you are like making your clients happy and also helping fuel your business with great photo sales as well and great experiences, which is gonna help aid in your sales as well. So, all right, thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you guys later. Have a productive day.
Thanks so much for listening to the Booty Call podcast. Remember, if you love this episode, leave me a review and let me know why. I absolutely love reading each and every review that we receive. Oh, and also go to boudoircertified.com/1. That's the number one. That's boudoircertified.com/1, the number one, to see how we've helped 20 plus photographers go from zero to earning $10,000 plus per month in their businesses. That's boudoircertified.com/1 to download the free case study to see how they did it. And if you'd like our help, you'll be able to apply for a complimentary 45-minute strategy session with a Booty Shorts coach as well. All right, see you next time.